I don't think I should be here today. I don't. Mm-mm. I'm fresh off a 10-hour workday. 10 hours out there on the front line. 10 hours. I had one break, 30 minutes. Do you mind if I have coffee? Do you mind? I just need a sip. It's 6:35 in the morning. I got home maybe, 11:15 last night. Didn't wind down until almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I was up by 5 because I have to write. I don't know if I should be here today. I don't want to be a negative. I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm not a Ricky Loser. Because I promised you, I guaranteed you that I would be here. It's a changed world. Businesses are trying to get back to work. Employees don't want to come to work. I witness stories every day about the employee that doesn't give a crap about being at work. And when you make a choice like that, what you're not doing is thinking about how it's going to affect the others that did come to work. The hours that will affect them, their family. I could lecture on that all day. Where's your commitment? Do you even know how to spell that word? No, seriously. Without spell check, if I gave you a pen and a piece of paper, could you spell the word commitment? And would you have to look up the word on dictionary.com to find out what commitment even means? My grandson, we had dinner with him for the first time since Thanksgiving of 2019. First time we had dinner together was just this past week. You hear that, Jazzy? You hear Jazzy in the background? Jazzy in the background, my dog, is a little tired of the way that we have become lazy with commitment. My grandson, he says, I don't want a girlfriend. I don't like commitment. Well, what am I supposed to say about that? Deeply dedicated, loyal, determined, passionate. And someone says, I don't like commitment. Do you know how to spell that word? Go to dictionary.com and see if you're spelling it right. And while you're at it, see what that word really means. Because commitment is what's going to get you through your day. Commitment is what's going to put you in a place where you might find your victory. And if you don't, commitment will quickly heal that sore place so that you can find your place of celebration. Commitment. If you don't have commitment in your mind, body, and soul, how do you expect to have commitment with anybody else? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess. Can you tell you where I went right into meditation? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I went right into, that's why I study Nidra. I get that damn heart rate going, and then all of a sudden, I go into Nidra. And I regain control because I have a commitment to my heart. I have a commitment to my word, to my soul. I have a commitment to you to show up every damn day. It doesn't matter how much sleep I'm not getting. I have a commitment because I made that commitment to you to be here. Because I don't know what's going on in your world, your present place of now, but I made a commitment because maybe one thing that falls from these lips, this heart, this soul, this stream thinking, this free form writing is going to be that needle in the haystack. I made a commitment. That's my goal every day, to bring something to you. There are days, though, that I got to tell you that I just want to leave this page blank. I just don't want to put anything on this page. And I got to tell you something. Those were the last words that I spoke before the goddamn computer crashed. So everything that I shared over the past 7 minutes is gone because of the computer generation. These days, I just want to leave the page blank. John Lennon would look at a situation like this and he would say, my God, that's art. He and Yoko Ono, knowing my 27 years of daily writing, would sit there and say, oh, you didn't have to speak. We felt the energy moving through this empty page. See, the thing is that none of us are ever going to admit that we're empty. None of us are ever going to step forward and say, we lost a lot in 2020, and we're even losing more in 2021. Dear future reader, you will never understand the point of this protest. You know, the thing is, I've never left a page empty in my 27 years of daily writing, but maybe it's time I just leave an empty page. I think that we are dreaming way too much. We want, we gotta have. We need to do this in order to survive. But society won't deliver it to you. I don't know. I don't write the rules. I just know how you act and react when things aren't given to you the way you think they should be. We are the generation that allows people to walk into work 90 minutes late. It's okay. He's having a bad day. It's okay. I realize everybody's life was fucked up. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to walk in 90 minutes late. We allow poor service at restaurants. It's okay. It's okay. The chef's got a headache today. He forgot to smoke his dope. It's okay. Look, everybody, we don't need perfect food, but you're going to pay that perfect price, aren't you? We're okay with a company that overcharges for a product that was supposed to be on sale, but it was in this area. It says 2-for-1. You buy one, get one free. No, it was in the wrong section. Well, why didn't the company have somebody, an employee, go over there and make sure it was in the right place at the right time? And now that person who thought they were going to get something of great value feels like shit. It's okay, because that's who we are these days. I would love to see the research on one question. And you know darn good and well nobody's ever going to do it. But I would love to see the research. Please raise your hand if you, during the past 60 weeks, thought, wow, COVID-19 taking everything away from me might have actually been the better thing to do. No. This is not a negative. I really want to get into your mental image of where you are right now. That it's like, shit, I didn't think it was going to be this bad on this side. The unbelievable amount of hours that people are working. The carelessness of those who are not working, but yet they feel like they deserve to be handed something. It's just a really bizarre place. It's not neutral. What it is, it's very selfish where we currently stand. How many people actually thought life would have been better if they would have been one of them during COVID-19? Life doesn't deliver this story. It's through your choices that the story is written. What you decide will become the story. And how you deliver that story will not only affect you in this present place of now, but it's going to affect every generation beyond your place of now. So what you decide you're going to do today, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 7 generations from now, are going to be affected by what you put into play today. And if that does not inspire you to want to be greater than what you were yesterday, where are you? Where are you on this map? The journey is about to change in America in a way that I cannot explain. But I've talked about it for over 60 weeks. Your damn rent is due. The government isn't going to come and protect you again and again and again. Your rent is due. The people who own your place need to have money so they can survive. Your rent is due. Your unemployment isn't going to last forever. You're not going to get money from the government because they don't have the money. How many trillions of dollars do you think we're going to print from out of nothing? Your rent is due. What is your choice? What are you going to put into play so that the 7th generation isn't going to look back and say, well, my great-grandfather was a total fuck-up? Your rent is due. I am out on the front line. I put in 10 hours yesterday because people didn't come to work. I know what you're saying. I listen to you because I make it a point to be with you. I put myself out there because I have been called to be out there. But if I had a choice, my choice would be to have my fat ass sitting on that sofa binge watching TV. Because I got lazy during COVID-19. I got lazy during the lockdown. I got lazy being with my wife all the time, having lunch at this time and walking with my dog at that time. And then I said, I need people. I need to go to be with people because I feel something in my heart that people are where the next decision is supposed to be. Every day, I don't know if I'm going to have dinner tonight. That has always been my fear. Every day, my entire life, am I going to have a roof over my head? It is my fear. I don't know why it's in my head. Have I lived this life before? Am I headed toward homelessness? Everything around me is based on I am prepared if I lose my house. Every day, I live with that nightmare. Why did I put in 10 hours? I don't want to lose anymore. I lost a lot in 2020. How much can a person lose before they find victory? If you don't believe in prayer, then you better find a place that's going to heal you from the darkness that's in front of you. Your rent is due. If you elect to not pay for your rent, it will affect other people. Get the attention off you and see how you are affecting other people. I'm an ass today. I'm a jerk. I guess I'm supposed to apologize. I'm supposed to inspire, to fill your heart with a positive. The positive is one thing. Pay your rent. I am that sick ass fool that will sit there and watch a movie like Private Ryan. The opening scene of that movie changed my life forever. All of those soldiers that went down, while everybody was wondering, well, where's this story going? That's cool, because that's what Steven Spielberg wanted you to go with. But my heart is still on that opening scene. Who had to write home to the parents, to the families, to say that the fallen is no longer with us? That's who I am when I watch a movie. When you destroy a city, when you wreak havoc in areas of the heart, the story may continue to go on, but I'm still wondering who had to make the call. How did they react? How will they heal? You know I love you, but the rent is due. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.